Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, you guys. Justin Sylvester from E! News here. Looking for a new way to stream? Well, meet Peacock, the free streaming service from NBC Universal. With tons of movies and shows, plus a daily dose of news, sports, and pop culture, there's something for everybody. And best of all, you can watch for free or upgrade for more. Who doesn't like that? So go to PeacockTV.com and start streaming now. Personally, I can't wait to get into that Law & Order SVU vault. You know I'm a fiend for it.
Happy Monday, everyone. Today on Daily Pop, we are breaking down some of Hollywood's craziest rumors and uncovering what's truth and what's trash. Starting with Adele and Meghan Markle, these two are apparently becoming very close friends. And according to The Mirror, they are neighbors and have been taking Pilates classes together, which seems very serious. Mm-hmm. So, gals, are Adele and Meghan besties? What do you think, truth or trash?
Oh, I believe this.
100%.
I don't know about besties. You know, people like to attach titles way too quickly. Besties is probably a stretch. Just because people are hanging out doesn't make them besties. But I definitely think they are spending time together and having fun together, you know, watching movies, all that good stuff.
Yeah, 100%.
Watching movies, even.
Listen, when you're in a Pilates class and you're committing to the same group of people every single week, that is hardcore. That means you really like them. It's a very intimate thing to do with someone else. And I also feel like they probably, I mean, at least Adele reminds Harry of home. So I feel like this is probably an easy hang. So I think that this is probably true.
And they probably, you know what, hung I actually agree with this. You know?
Yeah, you know what? Just seeing Adele and Meghan, if Meghan didn't have Harry, I probably wouldn't believe this, but I feel like Adele is that British socialite who just happens to know the royals, and therefore she's friends with Harry, therefore she's friends with Meghan. I don't know.
Why would they hang out without Harry, though? Why do they have to have a British connection?
But they are neighbors also, which makes it credible because Tanya Rad, we are neighbors and we didn't really hang out before, but same circles, same industry. And now that we're neighbors, we're close in proximity and we hang out and we do things like work out together and we, you know, watch movies. So yeah, those are all the reasons on why I think that they would be good friends.
Good. I'm happy we all agree on this.
So truth for all of us.
Truth.
Moving on to Will Smith and Jason Derulo, their game of indoor golf got a bit out of hand. Look at this.
Oh, God. You can put some ice on that. I got a thing.
So it appears that Jason knocked out Will's front teeth. They even shared this shot on their Insta showing the damage. Is it real or is it total trash?
Okay,
Morgan,
first of all, I mean, I was so embarrassed to admit that when Jason Derulo first did this with the corn, I fully believed that it was real. Like, I didn't think for one second it was fake. But also, even more importantly, how does everyone have time all of a sudden to hang out with Jason Derulo? I feel like everyone is always at that house.
Yeah,
he's so big on TikTok.
Like, yeah, that's the thing. When you're like the master, remember when DJ Khaled really blew up Snapchat?
Yes.
Everybody wanted to be on Snapchat because DJ Khaled.
Yes.
So I feel like when you kind of master a social media, everybody runs to you. They want to film with you. Even somebody like Will Smith, who's trying to get his TikTok audience up, if it still stays in America. But, you know, so I think that's why they're hanging out. But it's just, I couldn't believe the first time so many people really thought it was real.
Yeah.
And like, even even reported on him going to the dentist. It was insane. So now at least we know better.
Guilty.
Yeah, I also think this is trash because as soon as I saw the headline, I didn't even need to see the video. Right. As soon as they said he knocks out his teeth, I'm like, oh, Jason Derulo, it's totally a bit, totally for TikTok.
Yeah.
And then once I watched the video, I'm like, oh, Jason Derulo, terrible acting. And Will would be way more pissed if that was real.
He's supposed to be an actor in real life, Aaron. He's a singer and an actor. So the fact that you didn't buy it, he might need to spend a little less time on TikTok and more time in them acting classes, honey.
Yeah, I agree. Of course, we have to talk about Jennifer Garner and Bradley Cooper. They sparked some rumors last week when they were spotted together on a beach in Malibu. We know Bradley is single and Jen recently split from her boyfriend of 2 years, John Miller. Do you think these two are a couple or is it time to take out the trash?
Not a couple. They are not a couple. She has children. He has children. There's no better person that you want around your kids than her. I feel like no way. I think they're just friends and they've known each other for a long time and it was probably a nice hang. Not hooking up.
But you know what? This is the thing. Morgan, you always tell me you don't think men and women can be friends. So now you think that they can just be friends?
I usually do not think they can, but I think when you have common interests like children, I think like, and they're around the same, well, not that they're around the same age, because I know Jen's kids are older, but I think in this instance, it works, because it's an afternoon. It's not like they're having dinner and lunch together consistently. They're not hanging out all the time. So I think men and women can be friends for an afternoon. I don't think they can hang out consistently and stay platonic.
So now during the day you can be platonic.
Yes.
But once the sun goes down, it's not platonic.
Yeah. And it can't be 2 days in a row. That gets tricky too. That gets tricky.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
See,
okay, I don't know,
because there is such a big age difference between their kids. Like, his kid is very young. Jen's kids are way older. So I don't think the kids thing matters, because if you know kids, you know, like, preteens, they don't want to hang out with younger kids. Like, most of the time, they think they're too cool for that. So it is interesting to me. I don't know if the kids thing is necessarily the link, but I do think that they're friends. But who knows? I mean, they're both very attractive people. And a lot of times, guy friends that you've known for 10 years end up becoming your man.
That's
true,
but
also, right now.
What? Alias.
They both did Alias way back in the day. And then they had another rom-com back in the day together. So I feel like they were catching up. This is, for me, I think this is trash that I definitely want to be truth. Look how beautiful they look next to
Alias,
each other.
First of all, Alias has been like the hardest fact that we've all repeated all week long. I've had like 12 producers be like, mention Alias. Yes, I'm like, yes, nobody remembers what that show is.
They worked on Alias a decade ago.
Biggest thing ever. I'm trying to reconnect with my Alias co-stars if I had them.
Insane.
Okay, moving on to Brooklyn Beckham. Did he secretly marry actress Nicola Peltz? These rumors started when Nicola shared this cryptic shot showing Brooklyn wearing a gold band on that finger. Brooklyn stoked the flames when he posted this shot of Nicola, which had fans commenting, Mrs. Beckham. They just announced their engagement. Do you think they're already married?
I mean, first of all, but also when people get engaged, whether they're married or not, they've already made the commitment. When they announce it, at least they've made the commitment to each other and to the world that we plan on spending the rest of our lives with each other. So even if they are married secretly, like, who cares? I just, like, don't get the hype all the time about this stuff.
Yeah.
It's also different now during, I feel like quarantine and marriage is a whole different beast, because I feel like there are a lot of people who are secretly getting married, who are just secretly doing the courthouse thing, virtual marriages. Like, there are a lot of people who are doing that during quarantine and not making a big fuss about it because they're going to have a ceremony afterwards, so they don't want to put it on blast. So, you know, right now, I feel like everybody's either breaking up or getting married, child. There's no in between.
True.
Yeah.
Amen.
And also there's these new age things where men are wearing engagement bands even when they haven't gone to the court and solidified it actually. So who knows? He could just be wearing a band because he wants to show.
Y'all, like, he is sprung. So I'm surprised he don't take her last name.
He might. I can see a hyphenated last name for him. All right. Now we have a birthday to celebrate, Kylie Jenner. There's been a conspiracy theory that's going around that she bought her $36.5 million home for just Instagram photos. Now, some people think her rooms are a bit too empty for her to actually live there. What do you think? Did she do it for the gram?
I don't think so. Morgan, you tell me this because you're really into, well, you are too, Erin, into decor, but I feel like the theme right now is like simplicity. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So I feel like in a house like that, like it's such a big house, like instead mm-hmm. of it being filled with things, they keep it very simple. Like if you look at Kim's house, it's the same thing because they have cabinets for everything. So it doesn't, the look is simple, but then when you press a button, things come out. So I don't know yeah. if the decor, I don't know if the decor is indicative of, you know, if she's living there or not.
100%. I agree with Nina. I mean, also, you know what, just because, I mean, first of all, the house is definitely a little bit more like monochromatic and neutral and definitely more simplistic than her other house, like, which I felt like was her younger house because it was her first house. So she was like, let's make room, every room like completely crazy. But I also feel like maybe she's just not showing us as much of this house as she did the last house. And that's okay. Also, like, she can angle photos, but no, I don't think she bought a $36 million house to just take photos in, even though she has however much money. Give me a break. No way.
Yeah, exactly.
No way.
And she probably has so many houses. We don't even know which yeah. one she's always capturing these photos
totally.
At. So maybe it was the one she just moved into. Maybe it's not.
This yeah. house, by the way, has seven bedrooms, 14 bathrooms. Double
wow.
the amount of rooms. I don't know why you need so many bathrooms in a house, but this house has 14 bathrooms. So she's getting a lot
Jesus.
Of fancy lighting.
I mean, wow. maybe she just wants to make sure that if anyone comes over, you got your own bathroom. This is Corona times. We don't want to share these germs. So,
yes.
All right. We've got more Kylie coming up because it's her birthday, and we captured her doing something for the very first time. Plus, Angelina, J-Lo, and Ariana, their outfits cost how much? We break it all down Ooh. Next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This is Kylie, the littlest one. She's just
Hi,
turning
Kenner.
Two. And this is her first movie. We're hoping she does well.
I don't really have a taste. I like messing around with clothes and just making it my own. And I don't really like follow anybody's like style. I love it. I've always been like the really in the light. Like I love being in the light and I love like just being myself, and I don't really like, I'm not really shy when it comes to like being in front of the camera. I really want to do a job that is related to fashion because I do like fashion a lot. Kim, Courtney, and Chloe are so much different from each other, and they all teach me like different things. They have inspired me and influenced me a lot, and in all good ways. They're great older sisters, and I love them a lot.
Kylie has obviously come a long way since that interview 10 years ago, and today she turns 23. So what do we think will happen next for Kai?
Who knows? I mean, where do you have to go from here? I mean, she could just chill out. She could retire, right? Like,
literally. Literally.
I mean, she literally accomplished so much.
So much. I mean, the fact that, I mean, every time she gets a year older, I'm like, you're still that young? Like, how are you
right.
literally only turning 23? I mean, you have the company, you've had a baby. Like, you've literally hit every milestone before the age
yeah.
of 25. I mean, most people don't even
wow.
hit anything close to what she's accomplished. But I mean, at least even in terms of like having a baby, like, I don't know, everyone does everything later. So it's going to be interesting to see. She could also go in a completely different direction in
That's
the next
what
few
I was gonna
years
say.
And just be like, I'm done with all of this. I'm done
yeah.
with all of the extensions and the makeup and the glam and the whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to like live a very simple life, sell all my stuff.
Right.
Like she might grow really bored of this because ultimately
well,
like, that kind
will.
Of stuff does get lame. Yeah,
yeah,
I think so, too.
I never thought that I would quote Bow Wow. This is random, but I do remember an interview because he was really famous really young. I remember he had all those movies. He had like Disney movies. He had a ton of movies that did really well. He made a lot of money.
Right.
He said by the age of 23, he had done everything possible. He had, you know, platinum albums. And he said that he fell into like a depression because of it, because he had just done everything. He was bored. So I think, you know, it's interesting when you accomplish so much so early, like when you bloom so quickly, it'll be interesting to see how she adjusts to that, you know, over the next few years. She might definitely
mm-hmm.
scale down.
Yeah.
Hang on. I'm having a vision. I'm looking into my crystal ball. I see it now. More babies, more billions, more music videos. I feel like she'll be making more features in some music videos, guys. Yeah, she's literally done everything. Who knows? Maybe she'll even drop her own record. We've all heard her sing.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, true. She's good for it. All right, now let's put our knowledge, our fashion knowledge, to the test with a round of budget friendly or budget buster. Okay, first up, we have Ariana Grande in a little black top. Is this one a deal or a splurge?
Ooh, that's cute, but a splurge because she's extra.
I'm going to go with is it splurge or deal? I'm going to go with deal too. Those tops are always like, I think a deal.
Yeah.
Is it a deal?
Show us the money. It's a deal-ish. I don't know.
That ain't a deal for that little top now. That's a splurge, in my opinion. You can get those kind of tops at Forever 21 for $7.99. $109 for that little bit of fabric.
All right, but I guess it's also a deal for her.
It's a deal for Ari.
For her. It is for her.
Yeah.
For me, that is what you clean your windows with. That little piece of fabric wouldn't cover nothing on these things.
Okay, Kendall Jenner dropped this gem on the gram. What do you guys think? Was this green dress budget friendly or budget buster? Buster for sure.
Buster. Kendall doesn't mess around.
Really? I'm going to go with friendly.
Oh, God. Damn it! Oh, I hate getting these wrong!
Wow, that was friendly.
It is so
Jenner,
cute.
I didn't think she ever bought anything below three digits. All right.
Oh, fine. Okay.
Cool.
What's up? What's all next?
All right, it's J-Lo next in a casual tracksuit. Did she save or did she splurge?
Oh, this is J-Lo. I say splurge.
Yeah, I say splurge.
I say splurge because it was just
too.
Two busters.
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely a splurge.
Told you guys.
What's that material? What is that material?
Can you imagine spending $1,400 on a tracksuit? My goodness.
No. All right. Hailey Bieber rocked this orange crop top. Did she spend a lot on it or no? Absolutely not. I know.
Deal.
I'm pretty sure I know where she got this. I think it's Shein for like 5 cents.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but I'll say deal.
What is it? Yes, $6.
Oh,
that was close.
It really is.
Wait, you guys, I actually interviewed her this day and she was wearing that outfit. We were doing something for Shein, so.
Oh, see, Erin, you cheated.
I had
she had inside information.
Emily Ratajkowski walked her dog in this cozy jacket. What do we think?
Splurge.
Oh, I think splurge.
It could also be vintage.
She's extra.
Splurge. It looks like leather. It looks like fur.
It's
friendly.
It's friendly. I should have known with her. She's fine.
She's fancy. All right. Angelina Jolie ran errands in this flowy white dress. Do we think she got a good deal on it?
I don't know with Angelina. You
splurge.
Never know. You never
splurge.
Know with her. I'm going to go friendly.
Splurge. Splurge, what is it?
Ooh!
Definite splurge.
Those dresses are hard to splurge, are hard to do budget. They don't ever look good. So that's, it's six. Oh, I thought it was
$6,000 for that?
No. Why?
I thought Angelina was supposed to be in touch with the people.
That is way out of touch with the normies.
Oh, wow.
All right. Okay, you guys, up next, the Hollywood couple who just welcomed a new baby. Check it out next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. A big congrats to Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger. They just welcomed their first child together, a daughter named Lila Maria Schwarzenegger Pratt. The proud parents shared the news this morning on Instagram, writing in part, "We couldn't be happier and we feel extremely blessed."
I'm happy for them. Also, Lila is going to be the name of the year. I feel like a lot of people are going to start to name their babies Lila.
Oh, okay.
Two years ago, it was Henry. Now it's Lila. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Everyone, if you're trying to have a trendy baby name, there you go. Lila it is. You guys, last night, Nina moderated Race in America, a movement, not a moment on Bravo. And we're breaking down the most powerful moments in this segment brought to you by Dove, committed to helping end systemic racism.
Yeah, it was definitely an intense and powerful night. I want you guys to take a look at one moment where Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Garcelle Bouvet revealed that she was really judged harshly and profiled by a salesperson in a high-end store in New York City.
I said to the salesperson, I said, "Hey, can I see that? I think it was a bracelet over there." And she's like, "Oh, you know, that's really our high-end section." And I was like, "Okay, can I see it?" And she looked at me for a minute and paused and then felt like, okay, she has to show it to me. And she kind of like slowly walked over, opened the case, gave it to me, but just like really suspect, like, you can't afford this. Like, why are you even wanting to see that?
I mean, you know, it's so crazy to me, because how do you react to a situation like that? Do you buy it despite the person and give them the commission, or do you just walk out? You know, that's always like, we're on the fence about that kind of thing when you know someone's so ignorant.
Honestly, just F them, in my opinion. Nina, we've talked a lot about this, and I know that there was a big mix of people. Did it ever get uncomfortable sharing the stories, talking about all of this stuff? Were there any tense moments?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, there were people from Beverly Hills, Married to Medicine, Atlanta, all different walks of life. So everybody had different opinions and shared different types of stories. But I think that's the beauty of it, is that the uncomfortableness is where you grow.
Right, and absolutely.
What is the message you hope people take away from this? Because it's such a good conversation, and like we've been saying, so important.
Don't be racist.
I mean, it's just having obviously don't be racist, but also like, you know, making sure that you're continuing these conversations. I think a lot of people had like small allyship where they made a statement for a month and now they're back to their normal lives because they have that privilege. Just making sure that everybody is still talking about it and still doing everything that they can to make sure that racism ends.
Right, man. So good, Nina. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy that you were the one leading and driving this conversation. You have been such a strong voice in this movement. Well, it's not a moment, it is a movement. You've been such a strong voice. So many people rallied around you, have supported you. I mean, I've been seeing all the love you've been getting on Twitter. So, Nina, you are our hero.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Erin.
Seriously,
we vote
you for president. If you guys missed it, you can see the whole special on BravoTV.com. And that is it for us today. Tomorrow, we are talking with the America's Got Talent judges. Make sure you watch Daily Pop every day at 12:30. We will see you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.